Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No. Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
Of Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Well, thank you for being here. Thank you for joining us for hour number one tonight. If you missed any of Brad Parscale's discussion of what 2020 is going to look like for the president, as he is the Trump campaign manager, you want to go back and get the podcast or rewatch if you want to on Twitter and on YouTube, where we offer our streaming video. You can also watch us on the streamed archives at BizTV. They've got that held up there, and of course our audio podcasts at SoundCloud.com and at iTunes. We've got them everywhere that they are. Welcome into hour number two. Glad to have you with us. It was a rough week for me. I had some health challenges and some other things, but I am so glad to be with you tonight, and I'm so thankful. I hope that you'll make plans to be with us every Saturday. We are just trying to keep you up to speed on what's going on. Today, the Republican House, the Republican managers for the president, in the impeachment hearing, did a couple of hours of their opening statement, saving most of their firepower from Monday, as you can imagine. Not as big of an audience watching on a Saturday. Governor Huckabee was tweeting just earlier tonight. He said they gutted the entire arguments that it took the Democrats 21 hours to make. They gutted them in 2 hours. We'll see where this goes and what happens. I'm anticipating that the president is going to do just fine by the end of all of this, and I've said that from the beginning. I don't see impeachment as being something that's really going to hurt him in any way, because it's not based on any type of evidence. Hey, there's a couple things I want you to be aware of. You may have been listening last fall when we announced that we were going to be doing a trip to Israel. We had a lot of people that had interest in it, but it came too quickly on the calendar, because we were actually going to probably be leaving for that within another week or so. And when we rolled it out in late fall and just not enough time for everybody to plan, we said, you know what, let's do this the right way. Well, we have new information and new dates. If you would like to be one of those that joins us for our trip to Israel this year, it is coming up November the 12th through the 21st. It will be 8 days of history and culture and food and beauty. If you've never been to Israel, I've got to tell you, it is a bucket list thing. You've got to come. You've got to do it with us. We've got a couple of incredible Bible scholars that are going to do some insightful talks at places where we are. One is Pastor Dave Watson of Calvary Chapel of Staten Island here in New York, and another, Nehru Grant of Living a Word Christian Church here also in the tri-state. But we're going to be together. I'll be with you, and we will do this for a period of 8 days in November. Everything is included. When you call, get information, you do need to book your own airfare. The reason that we do that is because a lot of people have different ways that they would prefer to arrange for their own air travel, so we found it to be easier to let you do that. But everything else included in your cost. And we'll be on the Sea of Galilee. We will go to Caesarea. We will go to Capernaum, which is the town where Jesus grew up. Now we will see the old city of Jerusalem. We will baptize you in the Jordan River. There's going to be all kinds of amazing things that you'll be able to see if you come with us. So please make plans. And here's how you do it. You send us an email to kmcradio@gmail.com. kmcradio@gmail.com. We've got a color brochure. It's an e-version, but we'll send it to you. You can look at it on your device, or you can print it up and have it for yourself. We will send you that brochure. It's got the full itinerary. We can also give you information on pricing and kind of timelines. Just send us that email to kmcradio@gmail.com, and in the subject line, put Israel. Subject line, Israel. Just put Israel in the subject line and then send us your email to kmcradio@gmail.com. I'm also going to send you a complimentary copy of an ebook that I put together a number of years ago when I took my first trip to Israel. Took 1,000 photographs and put together something that you can see for yourself. It's a full-color kind of explanation, and it's a very similar trip to what we will be taking. So it'll be some of the same things that you will get to see. But anyway, you send us the email. All that's free. We'll send it to you, and then you can make plans to join us November 12th through the 21st. As we go to Israel as the Kevin McCullough Radio listenership family. First time we've ever done this, and I'm looking forward to being with you. Would you come? KMCRadio@gmail.com. KMCRadio@gmail.com. Subject line Israel. Okay, so this week, well, when I came back from Christmas break, the holidays, I had a very interesting Christmas. Because we picked up a couple of firearms as a family in the New York tri-state area where bail reform has gone into effect. As of today, the 25th day of the new year, they have had 517 additional burglaries, robberies, and car thefts than they did 1 year ago. So whatever they had at this time 1 year ago, we've had 517 more in only 25 days. That's like 20 more a day since the first day of the year. If you keep that up for the course of the year, we will average more than 7,500 additional burglaries, robberies, and car thefts if they keep that rate up throughout the year. Just in so, and I have to be in the city several days a week. It's starting to be very, very serious. So we're just taking personal security far more interest, far more personally. So I'm applying for all of these concealed carry permits too. Virginia and Florida, you can actually apply for non-resident concealed carry permits that have reciprocity throughout most of the rest of the United States. New York does not necessarily recognize it. New Jersey does not necessarily recognize it. So I'm having to work with those states to get those concealed carry things done. But I'm in the process of doing all this paperwork, even as we've come back. But I called up my friend Governor Huckabee, and I said, Governor, you're a concealed carry guy. I said, what's the coolest holster you've created, because I got a Glock 19 over Christmas, and I'm very excited about that. And I said, what's the best concealed carry holster that you've found? And he told me about a company called Sneaky Pete. By the way, they're not advertising on the show, not yet. Sneaky Pete, and he said the cool thing about their holsters is that they look like cell phone cases on your belt. In other words, they are completely concealed the firearm on the inside. And I got mine today. I had ordered it. I was looking to it. And I just want you to check this out. How cool is this? It could be a Bible. It could be a cell phone case. It could be a camera. It could be any number of things that you have on your hip. You know, the little belt things. But and check this out. Magnet closures. How cool is that? How cool is that? And this is on you. You have no idea what it is. Inside, there's the little piece of magic right there. But, boom. And I just thought it was the coolest thing. And the Sneaky Pete people were very, very easy to work with. What I liked about it is that when it's closed, it does completely conceal everything that's on the inside. And so as I'm getting ready and preparing to be a concealed carrier in all these places, I was so pumped about it. And it's the softest, smoothest leather. And so Sneaky Pete and people at Sneaky Pete, we're going to come talk to you. Because one of the things I'm trying to get going across the country is national concealed carry. If we're going to have 500 burglaries, thefts, car thefts in New York City in 25 days, 500 more than what we had last year, we should have the right to defend ourselves. My Jewish friends, we're going to talk about this with Elizabeth Pipko coming up, my Jewish friends who are under constant anti-Semitic attack in Brooklyn, in the Bronx, in places where they are at, and you have these hateful, in larger numbers than have ever been, every single weekend, the whole season of Hanukkah, there was a major anti-Semitic attack carried out every single day throughout the 8 days of Hanukkah in the New York City area. My Jewish friends are under attack. Someone has to step up. Someone has to call for a change. The mayor of New York is not doing it. The governor of New York is not doing it. So I'm going to do it. We're going to work with Jewish leaders. We're going to work with community leaders. We're going to do what we need to do. But it is time. And I just want you to contemplate this. If the Constitution guarantees someone's right to keep and bear arms, and that right shall not be infringed, then there is no state in this continental U.S. that has the right to usurp, suppress, or prevent that right from being observed. And we need to not just have individual state-by-state rights to protect ourselves. We should have that right in every state across the United States, wherever we go, whenever we're there, no matter where we are. Because personally, I think it's better to be judged by a jury of 12 than to be buried by a gang of your six best friends. And that's where we are at in this country. And I'm gonna wave the flag, and we're going to fight for it. Coming back, Elizabeth Pitko will join us with... Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. It is hour number two, and of course, in hour number two, here on Radio Night Live, we like to open up the Ladies' Lounge, which is just my way of saying there are voices in fact, I had a very interesting conversation with my boss, Jerry Crowley from Salem Media of New York. We were at this event yesterday, which was a live remote that we had at the Hunt and Fish Club, and we invited some really interesting conversation. Laura Logan, formerly of 60 Minutes, and now Fox Nation joined us, and Elizabeth Pipko, who we're going to hear from momentarily. But Jerry was telling me afterwards, he goes, Kev, there's not any female voices in talk radio. And I said, I know. There's not. And there's a lot of really smart women that have a lot of smart things to say. So one of the things that we've done here with the Ladies Lounge for all these years is to say we're going to highlight some of those voices and what they have to say. So let's open up the Ladies Lounge tonight. Our very special guest is Elizabeth Pipko. She's not here live. She appeared with me yesterday, along with Carol Markowitz, who writes for the New York Post and a regular Ladies Lounge contributor. But Elizabeth is fairly new. She's a former model. A lot of people said that she was the next coming of a girl named Emila Ratajkowski. But she heads up an organization called the Exodus Movement, and this is how our conversation got started yesterday here in New York.
Carol, I told you about my next guest a number of weeks ago, kind of stumbled. I don't even know, Elizabeth, how I came across you. I think someone recommended your work, what you were doing, and I wanted to know more about it, so I started looking into it. And then you came on the show, and when I said, hey, come on, join us at Hunt and Fish, you said, sure. But grateful to have you here. Elizabeth Pipko is her name. She's a former model. Or are you still working? I don't know if you're still working or not working. Are you officially retired? Or are you?
I don't know if you know this, but you're not allowed to model and be a Trump supporter.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't my choice. But.
So you made your choice of conscience and everything else took care of itself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you now head up a thing called the Exodus Movement, and we'll get into how that came about and so forth. But for people that don't know who you are, tell us a little bit about your story. What was your life like growing up here in New York City?
Honestly, my life was amazing growing up in New York City. New York is my favorite place in the entire world. My parents and grandparents came here from the Soviet Union, so I grew up basically being told every single day how insanely lucky I am to be here. I was raised by, you know, parents that told me daily that there were days where they couldn't afford food when they went to school here or went to their job, and just literally how lucky I am to live the American dream and in the greatest city in the world, not just as an American, as a young woman, but as a Jew. Like, this was the place to be. Every kind of Jew you want to meet, every kind of person you want to meet was here. My synagogue was also my school and my second home, and it genuinely was the greatest childhood anyone could have.
Now, we have this in common because you
I knew you were definitely Soviet, ex-Soviet.
How did you know that?
I could tell. Yeah, absolutely. I was born in the Soviet Union.
Where?
In Russia.
Got it.
But, so every year you write a column about your Americaversary.
Americaversary, July 20th.
How old were you when you came?
I was, almost two.
Yeah, so you guys have a lot in common. I knew this would be a great conversation. Given the fact that that's your perspective, though, you've gone through a life. You're an adult now, and you want to make a difference in the generations that are coming behind you. But a few years ago, you started understanding some things about the community that you were part of and how the political leaders that they were electing were not necessarily serving their interests. How did that realization come about, and what did it mean to you when you started realizing?
I think it honestly was my brain was realizing it before, you know, my heart was, if that makes sense. I think growing up here, I was always obsessed with politics. Even in, you know, middle school, I ran for, vice president. I ran for secretary of the school, whatever that meant. And I was always just curious about it. And I think when you start, you know, turning 15, 16 and asking your friends about their political opinions and what they believe in, and you realize how many people, you know, vote a certain way because they feel like they're supposed to versus, you know, because leaders are telling them things or, you know, doing something that they believe in. I think it was maybe 14, 15 years old when I realized that something was just off in politics.
Right. Hmm. It's interesting because I think to be a Jewish conservative is very difficult in New York and elsewhere. But the Soviet Jewish community sort of is the exception to that, where conservatism is the rule and not the exception.
Why is that?
Well, it's very easy. It's because they experience liberalism taken to its natural conclusion, and they decided, you know what? No thanks on this, but you know, we're gonna not do this. So you know, when they hear Bernie, I get a lot of jokes like, "Oh, you're afraid of Bernie?" Like, yeah, I am afraid of Bernie. I am absolutely afraid of socialism. I'm afraid of socialism in America, definitely. And I think that's the case for Soviet Jews in general.
And you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, it's the Bernie conversation. I'll walk into like my parents' apartment and I hear him on TV, and my dad is looking at the TV and screaming, "This is Russia all over again. Like, this is communism." Like, people don't realize it until you've lived it. Luckily, I didn't live it, but my parents and grandparents made sure I knew what they lived through every single day growing up. And there's, you know, they say ignorance is bliss, and unfortunately, that's what's happening right now.
So, if that's the case, and I know that you're delineating the Soviet Jewish experience from the rest, but didn't most Jewish communities that came here come from oppressive, terrible situation?
They did, but it was so kind of long ago. If you have like somebody who came here turn of the century or in the 20s or 30s, you know, before World War II, they're just a different demographic. I always call American Jews the luckiest Jews in history, because we sort of lived a charmed existence here where we get to be Jewish and we get to be American, and it's amazing, you know, because in Russia, we were not Russian, we were Jews. It's not, my family lived in the Soviet, you know, in either Russia or Ukraine or Belarus for generations. But we were never of those groups. We were always marked as different. We were always Jews. And here, we're not.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, and both of you can take a stab at it, but how much has the secularization of the American society impacted what has been that track for American Jews in terms of how they've decided to place votes, etc.? In other words, kind of getting away from whatever their faith may have meant to them in one generation or another, has that contributed to it?
Yeah, I mean, I think recently people, not just in, you know, Jewish religion, a lot of faiths in the United States are saying that the left has become godless. People say that often.
Yeah.
I
know in the Christian world,
right,
that's certainly the case. The mainline denominations have gone far from their roots, and guess what? They've embraced everything that progressivism stands for.
Right. I mean, I was kind of raised, my grandparents were the greatest in the world, but they were also extremely tough. Every conversation is, it always ended with, you have a responsibility. There are so few of us, like, you have no idea what we went through, how many of us were lost. If we continue losing our religion, we're going to continue losing ourselves. There will be fewer and fewer Jews. And it was like, you have a responsibility to marry a Jew and to raise Jewish kids, more kids than, you know, you and your brother. Like, you need more kids, you need more of us, or we're all going to disappear. It's just, it's a responsibility that I don't know a lot of people understand, because there really are just so few of us.
So have you, I guess we're,
well, let's take this break. Music's coming up, and that means we're about. All right, so we, again, this is a highlight of conversations that we had yesterday on location. Kevin McCullough was with Carol Markowitz and Elizabeth Pipko. We were very graciously hosted by Nelson Braff and Anthony Scaramucci and Chef Chad Brown at the Hunt and Fish Club in Midtown Manhattan. If you ever come to the city, it's a wonderful place to have a wonderful piece of steak and a number of other delicious creations by Chef Chad Brown. But we will continue this discussion. Elizabeth is heading up a thing called the Exodus Movement. You can find out more about it at theexodusmovement.com, theexodusmovement.com. And it has a lot to do with what Jews are getting from the politicians that they're electing, and are they really being well served by the votes that are being cast. It's a tough conversation, but it's an important one. And in the days of the anti-Semitic crisis that we're facing, I feel like it's a very important one for all of us to participate in. Kevin McCullough, come on.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Freed momentarily from the Senate's impeachment trial, several presidential candidates hightailed into Iowa for last-minute campaigning before the state's caucuses kick off the battle for the Democratic nomination. Senators Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, Bernie Sanders of Vermont, and Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii plan to hold town halls, rallies, and concerts across Iowa to keep their supporters motivated into the final stretch of the campaign. They'll join former Vice President Joe Biden and Pete Buttigieg, the former mayor of South Bend, who does not have any Senate obligations and already spent much of the past week in Iowa. China's leader called the accelerating spread of a new coronavirus a very grave situation as cities from the outbreak's epicenter in central China to Hong Kong scrambled to contain an illness that has now infected more than 1,200 people and killed at least 41. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
2641.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
All right, Kevin McCullough live from New York. So grateful to have you with us in the beautiful shot if you're watching on Biz TV. And again, if you would like to have info about our trip to Israel, some of you already sending in for that, send us an email to kmcradio@gmail.com. We'll be sending you the information back via return email. Very simple, just put Israel in the subject line. That's kmcradio@gmail.com and put Israel in the subject line, and we'll be glad to send you all the info
about how you can join us with a couple of great Bible scholars and a whole lot of other friends who listen to Kevin McCullough and have a good time. We'll just go to Israel and have a great time. About 50 of our closest friends will just be on the bus together. All right, should be a lot of fun. Yesterday, we had a great conversation with Elizabeth Pipko, who is head of the Exodus Movement, and wanted to continue that conversation. Carol Markowitz of the New York Post, another Jewish friend of mine, was my co-host for the day. And as we take this next step in the ladies' lounge, we pick up the conversation. This hour, Carol Markowitz is my co-host, and I like to call both of them friends. I appreciate the fact that they're willing to take out a piece of their busy Friday to come be here. And I did not know that you both had the Soviet. I guess I didn't realize your family was Soviet in background. So it's interesting to see you guys even connect during the commercial breaks a little bit more. Let's talk a little bit about the. I asked about the secularization thing today. We had a president who actually, for the first time in 47 years, made an appearance at a thing called the March for Life. Now, I've always been puzzled by my Jewish friends that are in the city that vote for Democrats, because it's always been my understanding that Judaism is a pro-life faith, and they believe very strongly in the personhood of the unborn child. I'm curious how that issue and integration in your own journey has impacted you.
So number one for me was always actually being pro-life. Before I knew what being a Republican or a Democrat or a conservative was, I just knew I was pro-life. I was like 13, 14, like I said, and just, you know, Googling what's out there, and that's when I was like, no, I agree with this. I don't understand why abortion is so accepted. I know that, you know, we live in the 21st century and the freest country in the world, and I get what's out there, but the fact that it was being celebrated by so many people my age, and it was such a horrific, you know, thing to go through, obviously, even to discuss, was baffling to me. I couldn't believe it was being talked about, you know, so casually on TV and on radio and just in pop culture. Right. That's when I kind of realized that I definitely lean in a certain direction. And all I'd known at that point about life was everything I was taught in my Jewish school. I didn't know anything political. So for me, my religion shaped, you know, my political views before anything else.
Now, you are both professional women, very good at what you do, very competent. You can hold conversations on many different things. I mean, there's a lot that I think people would look at you guys and say, okay, you are the prototypical modern woman, and yet for 47 years there's been a quarter of a million of them that have gathered in Washington, D.C. and said, hey, we don't agree with killing the unborn child, and we're women, and we don't get counted in any survey that's done. Discuss that for a second. How does that? I mean, you're New York women.
Yeah, it's really interesting. There was I forget who the journalist was last year. Maybe somebody at the Washington Post or something, who said, "Well, what are we supposed to report about the March for Life? It happens every year, and like it's just because, you know, the Women's March, for example, got so much more attention than the March for Life."
But they claim that the March for Life has like dozens of people that show up, and there's literally half a million people somewhere.
Yeah. Well, so like the idea that there's nothing else to say about the March for Life. If anything, Trump gave it a moment this year where they literally cannot ignore it. The president is at this march, therefore you must report on it, which is really something, and, you know, props to him.
How did this issue get subverted in the Jewish community, particularly in New York and places where you have strong Jewish communities, where ethnically you're saying we are Jewish, we live that identity, but that particular strain of what we believe doesn't become as important?
I think we've been, at least people younger than me for sure, but I think people are kind of learning from those around them instead of learning from God and the Torah and everything that's right in front of us. They look to, you know, an activist out there, a celebrity that they kind of respond to in a certain way who might also be Jewish, and think this is what I should be doing instead of learning from the one thing that we're actually taught to learn from, the one thing we should all be able to believe in. The Torah clearly shows us that we should value life, and I think people want to be progressive more than they want to be Jewish at this point.
I agree with that. I think that politics has overtaken religion in a lot of ways in very left-leaning cities like New York. Yeah.
How big of a deal is it that the president stood on that stage today and acknowledged that there were thousands, tens of thousands of women that disagree with the Planned Parenthoods of this world?
Yeah, like I said, it was a huge deal because it made it impossible to ignore a march that generally does go ignored. I think, I did not have a lot of faith in Donald Trump in many ways, but in particular, particular, him being a defender of life, and I was definitely wrong.
All right. That's Carol Markowitz and Elizabeth Pipko. Some of our conversation from yesterday. We will continue. Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live, live from New York. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Pillow.com. So very glad to have you with us. A very interesting conversation that we are in the middle of exploring with you for the first time. Unless you were in New York City proper yesterday, you probably did not get to hear the conversation that we are letting you in on. Carol Markowitz, The New York Post, Elizabeth Pipko of the organization called The Exodus Movement in our Ladies Lounge tonight. And we go back to the audio vault from yesterday here in the Ladies Lounge because it was just a fascinating conversation. Carol Markowitz of The New York Post is my special guest co-host today. Elizabeth Pipko is our honored guest this first hour. And Elizabeth, the thing that you're most associated with now is, and you made a joke at the beginning of the hour, and I'd love for you to expound on it because I think it went past a lot of listeners right away, but I asked if you were still working as a model because that's what you made your living doing. And you said, well, I voted for Trump and Trump supporters can't work in that business anymore. Is it really that bad?
Yeah.
Talk to us about how that worked out for you.
So I went to volunteer for the president's campaign. I ended up volunteering maybe 3 or 4 times and then wrote a letter to someone on the campaign and got myself a full-time job there.
This was in the 16 campaign.
Yeah, 2016 campaign, which was amazing for me. I mean, being 21 years old and being one of less than like 120 people in Trump Tower working on this campaign was huge, but I had to keep it a secret. So for the few months that I worked on the campaign, no one knew where I was. No one knew, obviously, who I supported, but they also didn't know what I was doing almost 24/7 leading up to November 8th. So it was a huge secret, and then I kept it an even bigger secret after we won. And eventually it came out, and I knew that I would never model again, so I took my time releasing that. But, no, I mean, you just kind of know that you're supposed to be. We talked about it, pro-choice,
yeah.
Obviously for open borders, just all these things that I don't think people are even willing to have a debate on. They just kind of assume, and if you don't fit into that, you don't really get to model.
But, okay, so there's zero room for flexibility in any of it. You can't be some... What happened to tolerance? I thought tolerance was the great code word for the left that, you know...
It's been
we can
out
have,
for a while.
We can have disagreement, but, you know, you won't force me to believe what you believe, and I won't force you to believe what I believe, so we're going to be tolerant. That doesn't exist in the modeling ranks.
No, so it went from being tolerant to not even, you know, appreciating the First Amendment. Like, you're not allowed to say anything. There's no debate. There's no discussion. You just kind of follow along, and it's almost implied. No one even asks you. So if for a second you feel like sharing an opinion, it better be the one, you know, the correct one.
Right.
Because if I want to bring up my views, I'm going to get in a lot of trouble.
So this opens your eyes. You come off the campaign trail, and when did you start feeling like the Exodus movement was something you needed to start spearheading or kind of pulling together? Where'd that inspiration come from?
So, I mean, people have talked about it for a while, why Jews vote a certain way. It's always been a conversation growing up in Manhattan. Maybe I was so sheltered and so consumed by all my friends and, you know, everything going on in my school and my synagogue. I had no idea about the numbers, actually, so I didn't know what was going on. And then I found out how overwhelming the vote was in 2016 for Hillary Clinton. I was super confused. I understood a lot of people didn't understand Donald Trump and didn't believe in him, but the fact that it was always so left-leaning, no matter who was running, that's what was scary for me. And I looked into it, and I realized that there's a lack of knowledge going on. People aren't curious about what candidates bring to the table. They look for the D or the R, and they circle it, and that's kind of it. And I thought we should make a change. I thought Jews deserve that, you know?
So what did the Exodus movement do?
So the goal really, I was on the data team on the Trump campaign, and I kind of realized how campaigns are, you know, run and what's important to a campaign, where they put all their efforts. And I realized that Jews get overlooked. We're, I think, 2% of the American population. No one talks about us unless they're looking for donors, let's be honest. And I thought no one's vote should be taken for granted. Like, it's too important to me as a Jew to let that go. So I wanted to start not just a movement, but like a super PAC, a real organization that has ads and initiatives, everything geared towards Jews in, you know, heavily Jewish population, states with heavy Jewish populations, but also just Jews across America. So they would get to not only know, but to know that they deserve to know what candidates are saying when it comes to the issues that matter to them.
So you've talked about losing business opportunities and losing work over your views. What about friends? Have you lost friends over this?
99% of them, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they're all gone. Friends, family members, just a lot of people that knew me my whole life. Not people that knew
family
me.
Family members,
months.
Wow.
Family members, yeah. They're like, oh, I didn't know you were this monster.
I thought blood was thicker than water. I thought nothing came between.
Apparently Donald Trump comes with him.
That's really sad.
Yeah. It's been a very difficult year and a half or so, honestly.
So, but now you're up and running. If people want to go, it's theexodusmovement.com.
Correct.
And people can see what you're doing. You have about 47,000 people that have linked in with you and are kind of tracking with you. You want that to be much more aggressive in terms of the growth. What are your plans? What do you intend to do? How are you going to be involved in this go-around?
So the plan is to run literally a campaign, but not, you know, for a candidate, but for Jewish Americans. So we're going, you know, to focus on ads and on, you know, again, in the states where there is a heavy Jewish population, but focus on running ads and doing the things that campaigns are doing for different groups,
right.
You know, women, Latino voters, all these voters, but ours are just targeted towards Jewish voters because they deserve to be a part of the conversation and know what's going on.
Right.
So let me ask you something specifically as it relates to this city. We are facing, I think, at least in my time here, an unparalleled kind of anti-Semitic crisis. How does what you're doing affect that or is impacted by that? How can what you're doing even help influence how we begin to respond to that on the local or the state level?
I'll be honest, I don't think people that aren't Jewish, even some that are, I don't think they realize what's happening. The fact that there are conversations being had in certain parts of the country which are, oh, the Jews are going to be fine. At the same time, conversations being had in other parts where people are trying to get, you know, apply for licenses for guns because they're terrified for their families. The fact that that's happening at the same time is people don't realize how scared people are for their, literally for their lives, right. And for their futures. And unfortunately, politics is a huge part of that. It never had to be, but now it just is. And it's important that people get the knowledge they deserve and see what's out there and, you know, vote to protect their lives and their futures.
I noticed, and Carol, I think I mentioned this to you, but the Rockland County gun application office, off the charts since the Hanukkah attack. And I guess it was the synagogue in, or it was the temple in that county.
Yeah, that's right.
So they're off the charts by more than 100% from like
a
year ago.
Good for them. Don't be sitting ducks.
But right now we have laws that are stopping basically normal people from being able to protect themselves. I want this to be a helpful conversation. Ladies, from where you sit, how do we begin to fix that problem?
I mean, I really think working to change the gun laws in places like New York is so important because here we have communities that are sitting ducks. Right after the attack in Muncie, like the next day or 2 days later, was that church attack in Texas where several people pulled their guns and the shooter was taken out within seconds. And that was so powerful to be a Jew watching that. It's like, I want to be like that. I don't want to be the sitting duck. I want to be the one who fights back.
All right. Some more of the conversation with Carol Markowitz and Elizabeth Pipko as we were drawing the beginning of the conversation. We're beginning to draw it down. I have just a couple more minutes with them tonight before we're done. But Kevin McCullough, really glad to have this important conversation to bring to you because what Elizabeth and Carol have to say is really, really important. We'll wrap it up when we continue. It's Kevin McCullough. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So glad to have had you with us tonight. I hope that these conversations with Brad Pascal and Elizabeth Pipko and Carol Markowitz and all that we're dealing with has been helpful. Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you. Just a couple more minutes left in our highlight from that conversation from yesterday. I want to get back into that right now. Elizabeth Pipko was my special guest at a dining out remote. Carol Markowitz was my special guest co-host of the New York Post. One observation. And that is that because a lot of people that listen to me are faithful Christian people that happen to just love the socks off of our Jewish neighbors. Like we're just like I don't know, cousins or something. I mean, like we feel like we're in the same trenches together a lot of times because the media is, I think, if they treat any group as poorly as they treat Jews who practice their faith consistently, it has to be Christians who practice their faith consistently. And so I think there's that kind of
corporation, different division, quote a comedian.
We both believe that, like, the Ten Commandments count for something. And, you know, like, there's really good things that happen when you kind of follow God's plan for things. So I hope that my Christian friends will support your efforts, because I certainly do. And I want people to know that Christians can come to the aid and make a visual stand right now in the city of New York on this anti-Semitism stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't want our Jewish community to feel like they're alone. If they come for one group simply because of what they believe and who they are, they'll come for any group because of what they believe and who they are. And we need to be standing together. It's not like our Jewish friends are asking for crazy extremist stuff. We're not talking about radical Islamic practitioners that are wanting us to stand with them. We're talking about good folks that pay their taxes and make their communities
better. Yeah, the way we're wrapping up there. And by the way, Elizabeth's organization, if you want to get involved in the issue, is theexodusmovement.com. Theexodusmovement.com. So my Christian friends that want to stand with our brothers and sisters in the Jewish community, theexodusmovement.com, the way to do that. Now, I have the camera out here on me just for a second. Tonight, it's kind of a sad night around the extreme media offices because tonight we say goodbye to one of our favorite phone screeners and audio helpers. Kylie Weller is leaving us. She's going to go study homeopathic medicine and do some other things and help people. Kylie, you have made a big difference in what we do here. We're going to miss you. Thank you for being part of the family and the life, and come on back anytime. Always, always welcome. Grateful for her willingness to work so hard on these Saturday nights. And I know many of you callers that have enjoyed speaking with her over the last couple of years echo those sentiments. All right, couple of last things. If you want to go on our trip to Israel, you need to call and get the information, or I'm sorry, email and get the information, kmcradio@gmail.com. We can send you the brochure and more information as we have it. Just send us an email tonight, kmcradio@gmail.com. Subject line Israel. The dates are November 12th through the 21st. Beautiful time to be there, by the way. Just really gorgeous weather. And hope you can join us. All right, that's it for this week. We'll be back next week, live from New York, Radio Night Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$30,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.